The show is live and local. It's your connection to local music and more. And the show today will focus on a rather, I think it sounds like a really fun show being put on at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. It's actually the second weekend and final weekend of the production called Cowgirls, a co-production with Gordon Productions in Springfield. And we'll be talking with one of the cast members of the show, Ann Collins, who is a veteran musician and actor, as well as, it turns out, medical professional. Well, I guess that's what you would call her. And we'll be talking about that show rather shortly here on Live and Local. A group called the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra, their tune called Gypsy Grass Jump on Live and Local. My guest on Live and Local for this portion of the show is Ann Collins, who is in the role of Mary Lou in the current production of a show called Cowgirls at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. It actually opened last weekend and continues this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, with performances on Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock, and then there's a matinee Sunday at 2 o'clock. And Cowgirls is not a show I'd ever heard of before, so Ann, first, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And second, why don't you just sort of tell us about the show?
I'd be happy to. It is a show that I'm sure most people have not heard of, and it truly is a gem. It was off-Broadway for a bit in New York, and ironically, I happened to have seen it when it was, about 10 years ago, on a trip to New York, and remembered leaving the show thinking, this was a lot of fun. What a cute show, what a great idea. And of course, 10 years later, not even thinking that anybody would ever find this show to do it. And there are reasons. The cast has to do, multiple tasking. We portray our characters, but we also sing and play all the instruments that our character plays. And the show is written very specifically as to what instrument the characters play during their songs. And but the show itself is about a trio, a classical trio. They went to college together. They're alumni of Cog Hill College, and they used to travel and play and decided to come back and do a reunion tour. And Rita, who is the pianist in the group, is the scheduler and the coordinator of all the gigs, the jobs, and she has us playing at a saloon in Kansas, and the owner of the saloon thinks we're called the Cowgirl Trio, but we are called the Cog Hill Trio, so there have been mistakes made. And so the first part of the show is actually getting to know the characters, trying to figure out if we're even going to be able to play the grand reopening of this music hall, country music hall. And then, of course, the second act is kind of the ultimate transition into country music, and it ends then with the actual grand reopening show. And one of the things that I really liked about the show when I saw it was you can kind of tell where the transformation is at by the music that we're singing and playing. About intermission, we're about halfway there. Our music is kind of half country, half classical. And I know that that's somewhat hard to imagine, but believe me, it provides a lot of comic relief within the characters and within the story of the show and moving it along. So, but that's it all takes place within a 24-hour period. so.
Which is a pretty quick transformation.
It is a very quick transformation. My character, Mary Lou, is the violinist who obviously becomes the fiddle player with the transformation when it is complete. And I also play the mandolin, a little bit of guitar and some bass. But it is, my character probably is the one that fights it the most. I'm just, you know, I'm a classically trained violinist. I have been playing the violin since the age of 3. I cannot play this music. I shouldn't play this music. So that kind of establishes my character at the beginning of the show. And I'm probably the hardest to sway. And people try very hard to sway me, let me tell you. And even until the middle of the second act, I'm not quite sure I'm going to be able to do it. And I won't give away, of course, the end, but obviously the trio does perform for the grand reopening. So they do fulfill their obligation.
Presumably in a country style,
yes.
More or less.
Yes.
Yeah. Who's putting this on? Is this actually a theater troupe, or is this simply a presentation of the Hoagland Center?
It is a joint project with the Hoagland and also with Gordon Productions.
So Gordon Productions, not necessarily a theater company, but
no, just Gordon one Productions of them. Is an independent production company here in town. Gus Gordon owns it, and he is partnering and has partnered many times with the Hoagland Arts Center to bring, you know, not huge musicals, but lesser-known shows that showcase our community talent on the main stage. Sometimes it's up in Theater 3 in a smaller venue, sometimes even in a smaller venue than that, too. So.
But this one's in the bigger one.
We are on the main stage, the LRS Theater, yes.
And how were your audiences last week?
Well, we had a few strikes against us, weather. We had some great competition. There was another show playing that was a great show up on the third floor, and we had, of course, the Elvis competition too. But we had, I think, bigger crowds than I would have normally expected for a show that nobody really knows anything about. And we are certainly hoping that word of mouth and a little bit more promotion this week will entice more people to come out, and a little bit more mild weather, too. So I can guarantee this show will leave you laughing. You will walk out laughing and feeling good. It's a feeling good show.
Well, let's have a musical sample, because we'd certainly like to do our best to try to get people in the doors. And when I listened to the couple of songs that Gus Gordon sent to me, I thought, man, I wish I was in Springfield, or at least didn't have a concert of my own to do on Saturday, Sunday, because I'd love to go see the show. So, Three Little Maids, that comes early in the show?
It is the first song the trio sings. The owner of the music hall, her name is Jo, played by Kathy Doyle, wonderful actress, and does an incredible job playing this lead role, has no desire to, you know, consider us doing the grand reopening because we're not country and we can't sing. And so my character immediately says, now, wait a minute, at least we can sing. And then we take our spot center stage, and this is what they hear.
Okay, Three Little Maids from the musical Cowgirls. It's being presented at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield this weekend, Friday through Saturday. And we're talking with Ann Collins, who plays the character of Mary Lou in the show. You're listening to Live and Local.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, Joe, we have a little surprise for you. Yee-haw!
We heard a song called Three Little Maids from a musical called Cowgirls, which you can see and hear in Springfield at the Hoagland Center for the Arts this weekend. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8 o'clock and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. My guest on this portion of Live and Local is Ann Collins, and Ann plays one of the three classical musicians who are sort of compelled to make a transformation into country musicians somehow or another. So three of you, there's six women in the cast. That's the whole cast, correct?
Yes, there are six women. Jo is the owner of the music hall, and she has two of her employees, Mickey and Mo, and they stick together through the show and provide a lot of comic relief. And Mickey, who is played by Sherry Frisché, is a grand musician and has dreamed her whole life of performing on the stage of this music hall. And so most of the time throughout the show, she is really upset that she is not going to be able to perform and that Jo really won't let her audition to be this, you know, the main part of this grand reopening show. Sherry Frisché is a terrific musician. She plays a mean banjo, a mean guitar, and just provides wonderful, wonderful music for this show and plays a lot for our accompaniment, too, for many of the songs we sing.
And then who's the third person in that?
Tamara Bivens. Yeah, it plays Mo, and she also plays the auto harp and the spoons, and she's Mickey's sidekick and is a waitress there at the music hall.
And then there are three of you who come in as musicians.
Yes, we have our pianist, Rita, who is played by Kayla Prim. We have our cellist / drummer, who is Lee, and is played by Mary Myers. And then I'm the violinist in the trio, the classical trio.
So when casting this show, it had to be an incredible challenge to find musicians of just the right instrumentation who also were willing and able to act and sing.
Well, yes, and the directors were a little stumped because they could not find a willing cellist who could sing and act. And so Mary Myers, who is a well-known musician and conductor, director here in this area, agreed to learn to play the cello. And she bought an instrument. She took lessons for 6 months leading up to the show and does a terrific job, plays the cello through the first act, and then takes up the drums, which was a secondary instrument for her in college anyway. And I'm talking about her character, of course, and is thrilled to be able to play the drums again. And let's see. And she also plays bass throughout the show, too. So,
wow. So can I assume that the demands on the cellist are not really great, you know, from a technical point of view?
Yes. I think beginner to advanced beginner. And that's what makes the show so unique. It was written, the music and the lyrics were written by the woman who played my character, Mary Lou. And what's kind of nice is as we got to know the music and got to be comfortable with it, you could tell which instruments the original cast preferred to play or felt were their best instruments. And the music was written to take that into consideration because the mandolin, my character picks it up. She's never played it before. She's never seen it before. So my skills with the mandolin kind of grow as the show, you know, grows. And my guitar experience, even though I've played a little guitar in my real life, actually kind of expands in the second act when I make my first attempt to sing a country song. And that song is Saddle Tramp Blues, which is, well, kind of a funny scene and song, most definitely. But it just makes you think. She was really thinking, okay, now I'm not going to make this bass part too taxing for Mary Lou. You know, we'll just do it all on the open strings. So she was very cognizant of that when she put the show together.
So you made a comment about your real life. What is your real life?
Well, actually, I just recently retired from a 20-year career at SIU School of Medicine. I have always made music my hobby. My parents were very supportive of my music when I was very young. I've been playing the violin and piano for quite some time. I've picked up a few more instruments along the way as I've gone on. And I actually just started the registered nurse program at Lincoln Land. So I'm going to be taking kind of a different turn in my life after 35 years in the business world.
Wow. And did you play the mandolin before doing this show?
Yes.
Is that one of the ones
I
you picked up?
I played the mandolin, probably about 25 years. I got a mandolin from my family at Christmas time about 25 years ago. So I've been able to pick it up off and on in several pit orchestras here in town with the shows when they need a mandolin player. I usually bring it on in and play away. This show, I probably play it 5 or 6 numbers, so it's been kind of good to get a little more technique in my, under my belt, and I probably feel more comfortable with the mandolin because I do not play it on a real regular basis, although I'd like to.
Well, maybe this will be your breakout role here.
It may be.
As a mandolinist.
It may be.
Well, it looks like you've taken lots of roles in community theater. You just mentioned playing in pit orchestras, and I see here that you've been vocal and music director and stage manager and acted in various plays for quite a long time.
I've been very fortunate. We have a wonderful community theater here in this area, one that everyone should be very proud of. There are many, many things to do, and I have found these things to do over the past 30 years and have enjoyed it so much. I've had to give up a few of them while I've taken care of my parents over the last seven years, but there is always something you can slide into. My respite over the last 7 years many times has been just hopping into a pit orchestra and playing the violin, playing the piano a few times, and just kind of keeping up that involvement, which doesn't require, you know, weeks of rehearsal. Community theater can take a lot of time, and people do it because they love to do it, and our audiences have been very fortunate over these past many years to have such great shows on stage, like Cowgirls, a show that community theaters really don't do a lot because of the talent that is needed to do it. But we do have this talent in Springfield, and it certainly is highlighted throughout this whole show. The music is not easy. The music had to be memorized. There was a lot of work that has gone into this performance of Cowgirls, and believe me, as an audience member, it's well worth it.
Do any of the women in the show play in any kind of standing bands or groups?
Yes. Well, Mary and I have played in the Jacksonville Symphony for many years. Mary also plays in the Galesburg Symphony, and she has been a substitute musician in other symphonies in the area too. We all have been musicians in our churches. We all have done a lot of community theater music throughout the years. I guess I would consider some of us to be professional musicians, but we have not made our livings doing it.
And anybody in any sort of old-time band or anything?
Not to my knowledge.
I mean, given...
Not right now.
Which seems a little surprising given the turn that the music takes in the course of the show.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have to tell you, I have done a little fiddle playing over the years, and once I officially retire, I certainly would like to expand my experience. And we have many opportunities here. We have some wonderful musicians who play violin and fiddle in this area in some great bands. And I've taken some workshops from them and would certainly like to hone my skills when I have the time.
Do you have
a lot
any
of fun.
Do you have any favorite stage roles that you have played?
Probably my two favorite roles that I've played over the years is Miss Hannigan and Annie, and I've been able to do that a couple of times, and also Mrs. Lovett in the Stephen Sondheim musical Sweeney Todd, probably one of the more challenging roles. And I have to say, Mary Lou and Cowgirls, it stands right up there too on my list. It's one of those roles you think, how can I refuse this? You know, I mean, there aren't many roles written for a violin, fiddle player, and a comic actress. And, you know, who knew?
Well, they had you in mind, apparently.
There are many of us who do play violin in this town. We all know each other well, but many of them are not stage actresses, and many of them do sing, but the acting part, I think, is the part that was missing. Although I may be wrong, you never know, but no one came out to audition except me, so I guess no one was wanting to, you know, take on the role. So.
I can't imagine convincing many of, really any of the violinists that I know to get up on stage and do anything like this. Well, the show is Cowgirls. It opened last weekend. It's just the two-weekend run, so this weekend is your last chance to see it. You have three opportunities, Friday night and Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, co-production with Gordon Productions, named for Gus Gordon. And Ann Collins has been my guest on Live and Local. She plays the role of Mary Lou, one of the classical players who is called upon to somehow put on a country show. And it sounds like a lot of fun to me. And you mentioned, Ann, one of your songs, Saddle Tramp Blues, which I guess is the one we're going to go out on. Anything else that needs to be said about it?
Well, it defines Mary Lou's character in the country music sense, most definitely. Think of it as her first baby steps into that world of music.
Saddle Tramp Blues, featuring the role of Mary Lou, which will be sung by Ann Collins. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much.
Thou shalt not whine in the kingdom of country. Oh, my pennies and nickels were tucked in my shoe, and a Nashville song tucked in my heart.
And that was music from the musical Cowgirls. You can go see it at the Hoagland Center for the Arts, co-production with Gordon Productions in Springfield, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Friday, Saturday at 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. For more information, go to hcfta.org/tickets. That's hoaglandcenterforthearts.org, hcfta.org. And I don't know about you, but that sounds like an awfully fun show to me. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9. Our show is made possible today in part by Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, featuring the City Company's performance of the Drama Desk Award-nominated play Death and the Plowman on Saturday, January 29th at 7:30 p.m. More information about upcoming events is at krannertcenter.com. And for the rest of the show, I just thought we'd highlight various recordings we happen to have in our studio of folks who've been on the show or who might yet be on the show. And in the case of this next group, they were on the show at one point. I remember they were playing at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in, I think they're in Fairfield, aren't they? And we heard them at the top of the hour, and it seemed appropriate since we heard a musical called Cowgirls to play another selection from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra. And this is one I think they played here on the show when they were here last year sometime, a mix of their regular style, and Indian music. It's called Raga Pillu. Music by the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra from New Folk Records, and it's a song called Raga Pillu with influence from the classical Indian style, or traditional Indian style. This is from the Galactic Cowboy Orchestra's disc called Looking for a Little Strange. And they've been on Live and Local before, playing live in our studio, and we certainly hope they'll have a chance. We'll have a chance to have them back sometime. I'm Kevin Kelly, and our show today is made possible with support from Sinfonia da Camera, presenting Croatia to Canary Isles on Saturday, February 5th at 7:30 p.m. in the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. William Mersch joins Sinfonia on the xylophone as they perform works by Papandopoulou, Shedrin, and Dvorak. Coming up at a minute past 1 o'clock, we'll be hearing the Writer's Almanac, at least if you're on 90.9 or 106.5 FM. If you're listening on 101.1, we will go to classical music at 101, and on the other two frequencies, we'll be with you at on classical music at 106 p.m. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, and for this half hour, we're just spinning some discs from our own collection here of folks who've been on the radio show, and including a group called the Ruthless Goats. They're local to Champaign-Urbana, and we have them as they performed at the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival. This is called Barlow Knife. Thank you.
kinds of gramps.
That's so nice.
From the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, that's a local group called the Ruthless Goats. And what he said, I think, at the end was Banjo Gramps, who's that's the name of their obviously banjo player. And they've been on Live and Local in the past playing live, and I'm sure we'll have them on again at some point. And I know I'm looking forward to having a compilation CD from the 2010 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, hoping they're planning to put one out. This is Live and Local on FM 90.9, and next from our collection of folks who've been on our show, and we ought to have him back too, is Ryan Groff. This is from his disc called People in the Midwest, and you might know him as the lead singer of the band called Elsinore. This is his solo CD with the song we're going to hear is called Lines, as in L-I-N-E-S, his own composition. Ryan Groff here on Live and Local.
Loved. No, when I don't.
Ryan Groff, playing and singing his own composition called Lines. Here on Live and Local, that's from his disc called People in the Midwest. Ryan Groff, obviously solo in that recording, but also lead singer with the local band Elsinore. I'm Kevin Kelly here on Live and Local, and this part of the show just playing some recordings from our collection here that we've gathered from people who have been on our radio show. Here's one, we're going back to the 2009 Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival, who is not a local artist. She actually is in Chicago, but she came down for the festival, and I had a chance to do a phone interview at that time with her. She's performing here with guitarist Jim DeWan. Two tunes, The Ronan Boys and Ralph's 235. Woo is right. That's Liz Carroll with guitarist Jim DeWan, The Ronan Boys, and Ralph's 235 live at the Champaign-Urbana Folk and Roots Festival from 2009. Heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And Liz Carroll was one of our guests that particular week back then. on the show, and hope to have her back again sometime. And we're going to close out in a little bit with somebody who was just a guest via the telephone last week, and she'll in fact be giving a kind of a intimate concert here at WILL. And some of you probably had the chance to get tickets to that last Saturday during a Rich Warren show, the Midnight Special on our companion station, AM 580. Her name is Deborah Cowan. We'll be hearing her in just a little bit. I wanted to look at our calendar here and let you know about some concerts going up, some performances going on, rather, over the next couple days. Beginning with this evening, Donny Heitler in his weekly solo piano jazz gig at the Great Impasta in Urbana. That's at 6 o'clock. Caleb Cook is tonight at 9 at the Rose Bowl Tavern in downtown Urbana. Philip Bluma gives a chamber music concert at the Krannert Center in Urbana tonight at 7:30. He's of the University of Illinois School of Music faculty. It's the weekly Irish music session, traditional Irish music session at Bentley's Pub in downtown Champaign at 7 o'clock. Ben Bedford, who was recently live on our show, is going to be at Aroma Cafe in downtown Champaign tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Pacifica Quartet gives part three of its four-part presentation of all of the string quartets of Dmitri Shostakovich tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. University of Illinois Jazz Combos are at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. Lucas Clyde plays solo acoustic guitar at the Illini Union on the University of Illinois campus in Urbana tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. It's the Sugar Prophets and the Champaign-Urbana Barbecue Open Blues Jam tomorrow night late at 10 o'clock at Co-Fusion in downtown Champaign. And I might mention regarding the Pacifica Quartet, there is a pre-concert lecture tomorrow night at 6:30 about Shostakovich. Tango Buenos Aires are at the Sangamon Auditorium in Springfield Friday evening at 8 o'clock. And we'll be having a conversation with one of their members later on this week. And University of Illinois Symphony Orchestra gives a concert Friday night at 7:30 at the Krannert Center in Urbana. And that's just some of what's going on. Let us know about your events, about your organization, so we can feature them in our calendar and perhaps on the show, and maybe even have somebody come in live and play for us or talk to us on Live and Local. You can write to me at willcalendar@illinois.edu. It's willcalendar@illinois.edu. And if you ever miss some or even all of a day's show, you can always check it out on our website. Usually the show is up in the afternoon at some point. That's will.illinois.edu. And the Live and Local link is right on our front page. The caveat is that for copyright reasons, we often cannot play complete musical excerpts unless we have musical numbers unless we have expressed permission to do that. So sometimes you'll hear truncated music, but you can always hear the complete conversations between myself and our guests. You are listening to Illinois Public Media, WYNL FM and HD1 and HD2 Urbana, with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville. WYNL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois, and we have support from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wines for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays in the Bouvon Tasting Room, Bouvon Wine Bar, rather. This Saturday's tasting from 2 to 6 p.m. features a selection of wines from Down Under, Australia, and New Zealand. More information is at thecorkscrew.com. Going out now with a song by Deborah Cowan. Well, it's actually not her song. She sings this song. She commented quite explicitly on in our interview last week that she sings the songs of others, and she is not a songwriter herself. And we're going to hear one called "The Rose You Wore for Me," and that is a composition of Danny Carnahan. Deborah Cowan on Live and Local. Thanks for listening today.
When I open my eyes, I can see you still. With the sunlight so gay, glinting on the key. All buttons and bows and the bloom of the rose you wore for me. Oh, I swore I'd return as a prince someday, with a ship full of gold for the world to see. Yes, I promised you then, though I couldn't say when that day would be. And long are the days since we lay in the field so green, and long are the nights to consider what might have been. And the song of the geese and the will call your name. Oh, the mountains just laugh when I turn for home. Not a mountain so high, nor a man so small. Is it ours to the shore, or 10,000 miles beyond recall? Was a fool to believe all the things they said. Twice a fool just to kiss you and say.